It's the fifth Sunday of Lent. On this Sunday, one Sunday from Palm Sunday, we perceive and probe the tremendous resurrection of Lazarus. But this is the miracle that is the catalyst that sets forth a domino effect that leads to the death and hence resurrection of Christ. This is a miracle beyond all miracles that would so outrage the Pharisees and Sanhedrin that they would begin to plot to seek the death of Christ. Our Lord worked 33 miracles throughout his public ministry, of which three were extraordinary, bringing the dead back to life. He who is the Lord of life, the author of life, can do the impossible. The widow's son, Jairus' daughter, and Lazarus were the three who were resurrected by power, God's power. We are told at the very beginning of the Gospel today that Lazarus would lead to the glory of the Lord. We recall that Lazarus, Martha and Mary were friends of the Lord who lived at Bethany. Our Lord often used to visit there. Upon hearing about the sickness, the grave illness of Lazarus, our Lord delayed in his coming and said, "This will lead to the glory, that is the cross." Our Lord prolonged his arrival so that the resurrection of Lazarus would be so convincing a fact that no one could possibly doubt it. Lazarus had died and had been buried 4 days before our Lord arrived. Buried in the tomb. You die on one day and that day you'd be buried. There's no way of keeping the body. And hence most people would have regarded the body of Lazarus now to be in early decomposition. Hence Mary saying, "Lord, we can't roll back the stone. His body stinketh." Little did she know the power of God. Lazarus was called forth from the tomb. And his visible presence became a sign, like a beacon, illuminating the presence of Christ. People would have travelled from Jerusalem and other districts to see this man who was dead, now back at life. He is one of the few who died twice. And during Lent we think about death. As in Easter time we think about life, eternal life, and the risen body. Death is a reality that very few ponder. Although some organise their funeral, very few prepare for their death. And yet we prepare everything else. Our careers, our houses, our gardens, our marriage. Why do we not give more thought to that moment when we shall pass through the doors of time unto eternity? Memento mors, remember death, for 4 good reasons. Firstly, it's universal. Everyone living today, one day shall die. It's applicable to all of us. Secondly, death is final. Once the soul leaves the body, that's it. There's no second chance. There's no retake. Sometimes you hear of people who have been clinically dead and have come back to life. They've been drowned and after 20 minutes, suddenly their heart begins to beat. Or even people who have been placed in the morgue, that suddenly they've started to become conscious again. Have they come back to life? I think not. Philosophically speaking, death is the separation of the body from the soul. These rare and extraordinary cases of people so-called coming back to life are cases of people who have not yet died. The dying process has no time frame, as we understand time. People have been in deep comas, not shown any signs of response, yet come back to conscious state. So people who have come back to life haven't so much returned from the dead, but rather have never passed through that door. They came close, but it wasn't yet a reality. So no one comes back from the dead except by God's power, as was the case with Lazarus. Thirdly, death is imminent. We don't know when. We'd like to plan our death. In the sense that, well, maybe when I'm 90 and things aren't working, or when the grandkids have grown up and so forth, but we just don't know, do we? We all know of people who've suddenly died. Playing golf one moment, dead the next. Or cooking tea, just suddenly collapsing at the table. Death is always a possible reality. It's a sort of Damocles that could fall at any moment. Hence the importance of being well prepared. Being in the state of grace, frequenting the sacraments with daily prayer and with the Lord within our heart. Lastly, death is inescapable. We can't do anything, really, to avoid it. We can Botox this, tuck that, replace our knees or whatever, but at the end of the day, be it 80 years or 90, it shall come. There is no such thing as the elixir of life. Although certain forms of medication may prolong our life, nothing can extend it forever. So it's inescapable, imminent, final, and universal. One thing we should note on this Sunday regarding death is that we don't pass through the doors of death alone. The Lord is there for us. He was there for Martha and Mary and their sorrow. He wept. He wept. He was overwhelmed with their grief. And he understands our suffering. He understands the plight of those who mourn for their beloved. And he will be there also for us at that moment of sadness and grief. What great consolation we Catholics have in the tremendous sacrament of Viaticum, our last Holy Communion, that we receive our Lord into our soul, and then as the soul leaves the body, it goes not alone to eternal life, but with Christ. So although God didn't invent suffering, pain or death, these are the consequences of sin, our Saviour, Christ Jesus, has gone before us and endured death so that we might not be afraid, so that we might follow him. We have the sacraments, especially the last rites, anointing of the sick, to accompany us and bolster us with tremendous grace at that moment. Let us never be fearful of calling the priest for those whom we love. Let us never put off until it is too late, seeking those sacraments of peace and joy for the soul. Well, just the other day I was called to the hospital bed of someone dying, and the person hadn't spoken all day, hadn't opened their eyes. And as soon as I began the prayers, his eyes opened, and he said the prayers with me. The family all stood up in amazement. They thought he was beyond it. No, he was waiting. He was waiting for the presence of God to enter into his spiritual being,
to prepare him for the journey beyond.
Let us therefore often pray to Saint Joseph, the patron saint of the dying, so that we might die like he did. He died looking at the most beautiful woman in the world, his wife Mary. He died in the arms of our Saviour Jesus. Comforted by him, looking at her, he passed into eternity. Every time we say the Hail Mary, do we not say the same prayer? Pray for us, O Holy Mother, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Let that be your comfort, let that be your consolation when that day comes, so that we might not be afraid, we may not be fearful, but rather filled with faith, we shall pass unto eternal life. May the resurrection of Lazarus give you hope. May the presence of Christ grant you peace, peace of soul, from now unto eternal life. Praise be Jesus Christ.